بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Welcome to Quran Study for Non-Muslims, where we attempt to understand the teachings of the Holy Book of Islam using an easy-to-follow approach that caters to non-Muslims or people with little or no previous knowledge of the Quran. So if you've been curious about Islam and the book that forms the basis of belief for over a billion people around the world, but never had the time to dig into it, you've come to the right place. Greetings of peace, everyone. We will continue our discussion of the first chapter of the Holy Quran with verse number 6. This verse reads as follows: Guide us to the right path. The key words in this verse are Ihdina, which means guide us, and Siratul Mustaqim, which means the right path. The prayer spelled out in this verse, although short, is one that embodies perfection and comprehensiveness, and it is one that has no parallel in any other religion. First thing to understand is that paths in general can be divided into two kinds. One kind is a path that is even and straight, and one that is uneven and crooked. This prayer teaches us that a true believer must always seek the straight, even path and reject the crooked one. This prayer also teaches us that it is not enough to merely be shown the path or even be led up to it. Rather, one must follow it with complete submissiveness and sincerity. Another aspect of this wonderful prayer is that it is not confined to things spiritual or to things of this world only, but covers the entire field of human requirements, both spiritual and temporal. This makes this prayer truly comprehensive. Moreover, as hinted above, the prayer is not confined to human beings' present requirements, but extends to their future as well. It is a wonderful prayer which even a non-Muslim may use without contravening any of his or her religious views. In fact, many non-Muslims have used this prayer and benefited from its marvelous efficacy. A common objection arises in regards to this verse, and it is that many say that the fact that Muslims recite this prayer multiple times every day in a constant manner shows that they have not yet found that path. This objection, however, is based on sheer ignorance. As already explained, this verse teaches a Muslim to pray not only that God may show them the right path, not merely that He may lead them to it, but that He may enable them to stay on it. Therefore, constant praying is necessary because a human being needs God's help at every step and at all times. And the supplication embodied in this verse is one that should often be recited to attain nearness to God. As long as we have unfulfilled requirements, unsatisfied needs, and unattained goals, we stand in need of this prayer. To wrap it up, the verse, Guide us on the right path, is a most perfect and comprehensive prayer that a believer constantly recites so that he or she may be kept on the path of righteousness and may attain God's help as they embark on this journey. The beauty of this verse lies in the fact that in addition to the spiritual things and things of this world, this prayer covers the entire scope of human requirements as well as future requirements. So after a human being has established that God is the only one worthy of worship and worthy of seeking help from, something that was spelled out in the previous verse, they now pray to God with complete submissiveness to be led and continue to be led on the right path. Well, that is the end of today's episode. The sources of our content are the short and 5-volume commentaries published by Islam International Publications, references to both of which you can find on the show notes. Thank you and stay safe. Hope you enjoyed today's session and learned something new in the process. Remember, this content is available both in audio format as a podcast and in video format as a YouTube channel. In either case, just search for Quran Study for Non-Muslims. Also, for more information or to get in touch with us, visit our website at qs4nm.com, which is short for Quran Study for Non-Muslims.